hier allein verstehen, wie viel in die Oisies liegen Tränen und wie viel Gewein, wie viel in die Oisies liegen Tränen und wie viel Gewein. Setze Kinder noch, gedenkte Teiere, was ihr lernten auch. Sagte noch einmal, und tage noch einmal, kommet alle auch. Sagte noch einmal, und tage noch einmal,
okay, that was Oyen Pripchik. Cantor's A Faith in Song is the name of the disc. It's fabulous. Ben Zion Miller, Alberto Mizrahi, and Naftali Herzog are the three cantors who were featured on that. You've been listening to The Voicemobile here at WMFO at Tufts University, WMFO Medford. Before that, we heard Bruce Berger from Rebbe Soul. This is called Sister Sarah. And Chaim David before that, Anochi, off of his CD called Mitzur Devash. Andy Statman from his CD Wisdom, Understanding and Knowledge, the Devekus Nigun. Idan Rachel off of his new CD At the Edge of the Beginning on Kumbacha. Lifnei Sheyigamer, Before It Ends. And David Bowie from Black Star, I Can't Give Everything Away. I think that brings us Laser Lloyd, Blues in Tel Aviv. Ruby Harris, yeah, I think I did announce that. So I'm going to hang out for a while here, and we're going to just keep the tunes going, actually.
You cared about me. Where are you? Where's my heart? Where is the dream we started? I can't believe we're parted. Where are you? When we said goodbye, love, what had we to gain? When I gave you my love, was it all in?
afraid to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet. We sit here stranded, though we all do our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room, the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover so entwined, and these visions of Johanna that conquer my mind. In the empty lot where the ladies play, blind man's bluff with the keychain, and the all-night girls, they whisper of escapades out on the D-train. We can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them who should be insane. But Louise, she's all right, she's just near. She's delicate, she seems like the mirror, but she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face, where these visions of Johanna have now taken my place. Little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. He brags of his misery, he likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of her farewell kiss to me. He sure got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Oh, how can I explain? It's so hard to get on. And these visions of Johanna, they've kept me up past the dawn. Inside the museums, infinity is going up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues, you can tell by the way she smiles. See the primitive wallflower freeze when the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Hear the one with the mustache say, geez, I can't find my knees. binoculars hang from the head of the mule. But these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess, who's pretending to care for him, saying, "Name me somebody that's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him." But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, many she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once had flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, "Everything's been returned which was owed," on the back of the fish truck that loads, while my conscience explodes. The harmonicas play, the skeleton keys and the rain, and these visions of Johanna are now.
clouds are really low. And the overflow with cotton candy in battleground, red and brown. It's all in your mind, baby. Don't waste your time thinking about bad things. Just float your little mind around. Sky.
To you. Come on, baby. Take a look at me one more time. And look. Look up here, I'm in heaven. I've got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now.
Living life
All right, so David Bowie, oh my gosh. Sue, or In a Season of Crime, Black Star, this new amazing CD that he put out just before he left this planet. David Bowie, before that, Lazarus. I've been trying to read the liner notes. I don't know if you've seen the CD, but it's printed on black. You have to kind of contort your eyes to see it. It's totally bizarre, but it is quite intriguing. Jimi Hendrix before that, Hear My Train of Coming off of Voodoo Child, the Jimi Hendrix collection. Spanish Castle Magic off of that same collection. Before that, Bob Dylan, One Too Many Mornings off the Bootleg Series Volume 4. Bob Dylan Live 1966, the Royal Albert Hall Concert, and also before that, Visions of Johanna from that same bootleg series. And let's see, before that, more recent Dylan from Shadows in the Night, Where Are You? All right, so I've been doing extended session here. Chris was not able to come to the studio. I don't know if he has anybody for the next hour, but I'll be here for a few more minutes. So here's something you might not know, but you should. WMFO Android and iOS apps are now available for free download. Just go to the Google Play Store or Apple's iTunes App Store, search for WMFO, and download our latest listener app for free. You'll automatically connect to the station's live audio stream, get a continually updated current playlist, as well as easy access to our website and Twitter feed. On mobile phones, you can call the current DJ with a single button press. The new Apple iOS release includes a full screen rotatable iPad interface plus Retina and iPhone 5 display support. La-di-da. So if you've got an Android phone or tablet, or an Apple iPhone, iPad, or iPad Touch, download WMFO's free mobile app and tune in to Tufts Freeform Radio wherever you go. Ha! All right. So what else did I want to tell you? There was a couple of other things. Oh, yeah. This is what's going to be next. this is fun. So, of course, the 14th is Valentine's Day. Some people go into that. And off of this site called The Nosher, the top Israeli chocolate brands to give to your Valentine. Looking for the perfect Valentine's Day gift for your favorite Jewish foodie? Israeli chocolate has all the answers. Timeless Middle Eastern herbs, dried fruits, citrus, and spices are finding their way into dark chocolate bars. Yum. Mouthwatering standouts include Ika, that's IKA chocolate, Za'atar ganache, rosemary-infused dark chocolate, and geranium truffles. Wow, I want some right now. While the flavors might sound new, Jewish chocolate is not an entirely new concept. After cocoa beans arrived in Spain in the 1490s, the Jewish community were among Europe's first cocoa traders and chocolatiers. I didn't know that. By the 18th century, according to D. Prince, author of Jews on the Chocolate Trail, Stories of Jews and Cacao, Jews across Europe were considered specialists in chocolate making. Some even credit Jews with bringing chocolate to France. Ha! Today, Israeli chocolatiers, much like the driven and locally inspired chefs of Israel, are putting both sustainability and rich local flavors at the forefront. Holy Cacao, one of Israel's only bean-to-bar producers, grows their own cacao beans in Peru. Ha! According to the Times of Israel, chocolatier Joe Zander explains, "We're always searching, looking for cacao bean varietals with the best flavors and finding farmers who care as much as we do." Wow. The international community of chocolate makers are taking note. Tel Aviv's chocolatier Ika Cohen's Za'atar Ganache won 2 gold medals at the International Chocolate World Final in Italy. Other Ika chocolate favorites include lemon, black pepper, honey, cardamom, and pistachio marzipan. No food better represents Israel's melting pot of Middle Eastern and European flavors quite like chocolate. The third annual Chocoland Chocolate Festival, a three-day celebration in Tel Aviv on February 12th to 14th. Ah, I want to be there. Brings this chocolate renaissance to the forefront. Can't make it to Chocoland this weekend? We can't either. Have a chocolate fest of your own with these Israeli favorites. Max Brenner, Israel's most well-known chocolate shop with several large cities across the U.S. Like a chocolate, order online from Tel Aviv's award-winning chocolate shop. Aha! And Holy Cacao, order online from Israel's only bean-to-bar chocolatier. That is so cool. All right, there's something else on this. This is on my Jewish learning post. It says, how would you make a Bernie sandwich? This is silly. In case you missed it, MSNBC announced last night that Bernie sandwiches won the New Hampshire primaries. They have a picture of Bernie in the middle of this huge triple-decker deli sandwich with pickles hanging out. This delightful stumble is providing Jewish foodies and deli aficionados everywhere with a different kind of debate. What would a Bernie sandwich look like? Really? Considering his middle-class Jewish Brooklyn upbringing and his Vermont political background, the Bernie sandwich could go in so many delicious directions. But don't worry, since Bernie wants debt-free sandwiches for everyone, we'll include affordable, sustainable options for both meat eaters and vegetarians alike. If you're going the NYC deli route, start with a base of Levy's Real Jewish Rye Bread, a classic and affordable loaf that everyone can enjoy. Add a slice of melted Vermont cheddar, not kosher, and a generous but still reasonable portion of corned beef on pastrami. Last but not least, top with quick pickled radishes made from scratch the night before, or apple cabbage sauerkraut. If we're building a green Bernie sandwich, we'll use a whole wheat everything bagel. Whose toppings celebrate the diversity of flavors who immigrated to this bagel and whose rights he'll support. Add a smear of hummus to represent his time spent in an Israeli kibbutz. Then add a slice of Vermont cheddar. Top with slices of roasted beets or eggplant. And don't forget massaged kale. Top with a spread of horseradish mustard to help you consider the suffering of those without sandwiches. What's on your Bernie sandwich? Share your ideas by tagging them with hashtag noshthis at Jewish food, all one word. That is so funny. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm going to have to see if I can copy that and send that. That is too funny. All right, we do have some more music here in 1 second. Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to see if I can get this. Yes. All right, let's have some music here. I think, what do I have for us? The right words. Yep, that'll do it.
Minutes sound clever. You made it sound like a joke. You hid it in silence. You disguised it in smoke. It took me a long time to see. You never say never say die. You never found the right words to tell me goodbye. You left it all up to me. Kiss me goodnight. I see, I can see in your eyes, this means goodbye.
take the bed. I'll pack my clothes. I'll trade you the TV for the stereo. I never thought we'd end up this way. Say goodbye. C'est la vie. Say, why'd you grow so tired of me? Say what I want you. Say, kiss me good. I'm taking it lightly. I'm taking the next bus I see. I can see in your eyes this means goodbye. And still you never found right words to say to me. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Okay, I'm just about out of here. That was Cliff Eberhard, The Right Words from The High Above and The Down Below on Red House Records. And whatever in the world is coming at you, Mark Stepakoff, The Story Behind the Story. And stay warm the next couple of days. And I'll see you on the radio. Don't be late.
Whatever in the world will I do with you? Whatever will I do with you? Flying down a Rio for some rice and beans, or have ourselves a hurricane in New Orleans. Whatever in the world will I do with you? Anything you want me to. Whatever in the world will I do with you? Whatever will I do with you? Hop around Australia like a wallaby, or take a little holiday in Waikiki. Whatever.